Scott, let's talk a little bit. A third case of African swine fever in China was discovered and announced this morning. As we talk about this and look at this, what impact does this have on the growing number of cases, and what does that mean for the U.S. pork industry?
Well, Megan, I think when you look at the third case showing up, it just reminds us that African swine fever, number one, can be very quick to spread. And when you look at the cases that we've seen thus far, they're pretty widespread across China. So the concern is this is the beginning of a much bigger issue for them to deal with and could have significant effects on their pork industry there in China. And in terms of the U.S., I guess the opportunity may exist for us to talk about more pork directly or indirectly coming out of the United States headed to other countries around the world as the Chinese might demand more imports of pork. And that could be good news for producers here in the U.S. as prices could move higher in the medium term as a result of that.
Scott, as we talk about the Chinese pork industry, I guess maybe we don't necessarily grasp just how large it is. When we think of how big that industry is and how big of a market that potentially is, how does that compare to, let's say, our pork industry here in the U.S.?
Yeah, so number one, the Chinese dwarf us in terms of the size of the industry. A couple of easy things here. So between 44 and 45 million head of sows currently exist in China. That compares to about 6 million here in the United States today. In terms of production, the Chinese produce almost five times more pork in China than we do here in the United States. And a little more context for us, so the Chinese have traditionally imported about 4% of domestic consumption in China. So if you get in a situation where there's a large cutback in terms of domestic production in China, you know the amount of imports are going to have to go up. And we would talk about that being the most important thing when you realize half the world's pork is produced and consumed in China.
Is this a situation where a rising tide lifts all boats in terms of benefiting potentially the U.S. pork industry?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think this could be a real game changer if this continues to unfold and we get a lot more cases unfolding. And we certainly would talk about higher hog prices as a result. And I will say, you know, we've been talking about 4.5% increase in U.S. pork production occurring in the United States today and the need to export that additional production if we wanted to keep prices higher. And I think this certainly could be the case that gives us a real lift in pork prices. I don't think you can talk about many stories that could have a greater potential impact on hog prices here in the United States and frankly, pork prices as well than what we're seeing beginning to unfold here in China.
We know that there's not a vaccine for African swine fever, and we know, like, I think it's pretty interesting that the areas are multiple hundreds of miles apart from each one of these. Do we get worried about how quickly it's spreading and about how far those are apart from each other?
Yes, given there's no vaccine, you know, the only way to really deal with it very effectively has been some pretty depopulation tends to be one of the few things that can maybe control. But again, when you look at those cases being so spread apart, one has to ask themselves, how much depopulation do you have to talk about to get that under control? And so you can really look at those cases and say, it is the beginning of what could be a lot of problems in China. So I think that's intriguing. And of course, we're too early in the process to know exactly how this plays out. But when you look at the cases that have been hundreds of miles apart, it does make you concerned that other cases are going to show up fairly quickly as a result. And again, there's just no real effective vaccine available to this point to get it under control. So that's why one can certainly talk about this is just the beginning of what could be a huge issue for the Chinese pork industry.
We talk about raising prices for pork producers and helping producers manage that significant price drop they've seen recently. What about on the consumer side of things? Do we need to watch there about how the cost of pork pork at the meat case might be impacted?
I do think longer term you can talk about higher consumer prices if we start talking about a lot more pork leaving the United States than is currently the case. I would remind us that in terms of what we've tended to ship to the Chinese over time, it's tended to be some of the lower valued products here in the United States that we don't tend to consume all that much. So providing more value in those products by exporting them to the Chinese could in fact generate a little more pork supplies, all else equal, as well here in the United States. So some products might see a larger increase than others, but I think across the board we are going to talk about longer term, if we were to get a significant amount of additional exports to the Chinese, higher prices for consumers in this country.